A Midtown Anchorage apartment building caught fire early this morning, killing two people and injuring 16 others. A portion of the three-story Royal Suite Lodge has collapsed from the blaze, and the cause is currently unknown. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has more.
During late morning, firefighters were still using chainsaws to cut away smoldering boards and spraying down portions of the building with fire hoses. Royal Suite residents Tequila Parker Hernandez and her husband Juan stand in the complex's neighboring building, which was untouched. They lived in a first-floor apartment in the burned structure. She says she first heard an alarm around 2:30 a.m.
And we woke up, I opened the front door, and down on the far end of this building, it was from the floor all the way up to the third floor, was just engulfed in flames. So we grabbed a couple things and went out to the parking lot, and the fire just spread.
The Anchorage Fire Department says 34 fire trucks and engines responded to the blaze. 16 people were injured, including some who jumped out of third-story windows. At least four were in critical condition. Two others died, including a 38-year-old woman. As of midday, the building was not structurally stable enough for fire investigators to enter and identify the cause of the fire. Anchorage Fire Department Deputy Chief Jody Hetrick says it's hard to estimate when they will be able to go in. A few dozen residents are taking shelter at the Spinard Rec Center, where the Red Cross has set up cots and is distributing food and some basic clothing. Red Cross representative David Williams says the shelter will likely run for 2 days, and workers will be connecting people to agencies who can help them make longer-term plans.
When people have gone through a loss like this, very often there's a sense of loss of control of their lives in general. And if they can start making decisions about where they're moving on with their lives, then that's helping them to recover.
Robert Thomas and his family say they want to find a new place as quickly as possible, but it may be hard to come up with the rent money. He explains they've only been living at the Royal Suites for 2 weeks. Before that, he and his girlfriend had spent about 2 months living at the Brother Francis shelter.
We lost everything, and we were saving and scrimping just to get in. And now 2 weeks later, we're already out again, so we're starting over completely from scratch.
He says when the fire alarm first went off, he didn't think it was real because there had been a false alarm just a week before.
So we were kind of taking our time, and then the manager came by and was banging on the door and saying, "This is not a drill. There really is a fire. Everybody out. Please get out now. Just get out, get out, get out."
They escaped their apartment and eventually took shelter at the rec center. The 40-year-old building contained 30 units. It's unknown how many people were present during the fire. If you're trying to connect to someone, call the Red Cross at 230-4472. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.